notice, those of you who have been with me the last, well, this is 3 weeks now, third time's a charm. I remembered to turn the mic on before I came up here. I'm feeling like we're making progress during this interim ministry, don't you? Right before I came up here, my wife Marcia leaned over and said to me, "It's really snowing hard." I didn't have time to ask her, does that mean cut her short so we can hit the road faster, or let her rip and if we're here a couple of days, it's okay? Knowing her, it was probably the former, not the latter. But if you're a guest with us, or if we haven't had the privilege to meet yet, my name is Bill Thornton. I'm the interim minister here at Kingsway Christian Church. My wife's name is Marcia. It's an honor to be with you. We've talked about change. We've talked about our Father's business. And this morning, I've titled the message, "Some Pastoral Advice from an Old Preacher." Now, let's just get one thing straight. The old preacher that I'm talking about, of course, is the Apostle Peter, not me. But I could see with the white whiskers and all how you could get the two of us confused. So actually, this is a two-parter. Believe it or not, this is at one time was one sermon, one really long sermon. So I decided, since we're still getting used to each other, getting acquainted with each other, I'm going to have mercy, I'm going to take it easy on you, and only give you the first half of this sermon. Second half will be next week. We're going to talk about leadership this morning, God's view of leadership, what Peter the Apostle had to say about leadership in the local church. Next week, we're going to talk about what it means to be members of a local body of believers. Next Sunday is an important Sunday. It's our annual meeting and meal together, and we're looking forward to that. And I really want to encourage you, if you see somebody around who normally is here as a part of Kingsway, and maybe they've decided to check out during the interim time, would you reach out to them and invite them to be here? Because next week we're going to talk about some very important things about what it means to be members of the body, especially during this interim season when it's really tempting to kind of just let things idle, shift into neutral, just kind of wait and see what happens. The kingdom of God is moving forward, and we need everybody, every single person who considers Kingsway home to be with us. So this morning, if you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to read the first four verses together. 1 Peter chapter 5. I see it's up on the screen, at least the screen that I can see. And yes, I could see the clock too. You'll be happy to see that, know that. I lost sight of it last week. It was a little scary for a second. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5. This is what the apostle says. Now, remember, as we get ready to read, that the apostle Peter was near the end of his life when he wrote these Christians. He had been following Jesus all of his adult life. We don't know for sure how long that may have been, but my guess is a good 30, maybe 40 years or so. So he's an older man in the faith. And this, he begins his letter by identifying himself as Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verse 1. But in chapter 5, when he talks about leadership, he notice that he does not pull out the apostle card here and say, you know, like, I'm an apostle, you need to do what I tell you to do. By the way, whenever that kind of leadership, we're going to talk about that later, but whenever the disciples ever got any kind of an inkling in their minds to approach leadership from the vantage point of, I have a position of authority, I have a title that gives me the right, Jesus is like, no, nope, nope, that's the way the world does leadership. We aren't going to do leadership that way. So notice how, approaching the topic of leadership, what Peter says in verse 1 of 1 Peter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the Apostle Peter and what he had to say long ago to the church about what leadership should look like in the kingdom of God, what it means to lead in the local church. And we pray that this timeless message would speak to our minds and to our hearts today. To the leaders of this congregation, those who have been entrusted with this flock, to all of us who count ourselves a part of Kingsway in this time, and Lord, I pray that as this church continues in its search for a new senior minister, that we would keep these thoughts, these qualities that Peter talks about in mind as we go about our search, as we pray for your leading. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Three things I want to talk about today. First of all, who leaders are. Secondly, what leaders do. And thirdly, how leaders are to go about their work. So who are leaders to be? It's interesting, Peter uses three words. In fact, he uses them interchangeably here in writing about church leadership. Three Greek words, presbyteros, poimen, and episkopos. Now, a couple of those words ought to sound kind of familiar if you're familiar with denominations at all. Presbyteros is the word from which the Presbyterian church, or a church that is ruled by elders, gets its name. Episkopos, the Episcopal church, takes its name from that Greek word, a church that is led by bishops or overseers. Let's talk about what Peter would have meant in using these three words that would have been familiar to his readers long ago. Presbyteros, what does that mean? Very simply, it means old person, elder. It acknowledges that while being around for a long time does not necessarily qualify a person to be a leader, it acknowledges that, in fact, it takes time, lots of time, a lifetime, perhaps, of time to develop the kind of qualities that God is looking for in terms of leading in his church. You know, one of the things that I value so much about this congregation is the fact that it has stated as its desire to be an intergenerational church, that it is lifted up as a value, that it's actually, you could tell that. If you walk around, for example, you look around in the room today, we go downstairs and we check out that there are a lot of kids, young people in this church. This is definitely